Culture Club B, page 48, exercise 2.
Witches and Wizards. 12-year-old Amy Branning is very excited. Today, she visited the Harry Potter theme park in Orlando, Florida. Amy loves the Harry Potter books and movies. But how did they all begin? Author J.K. Rowling had the idea for Harry Potter on a train journey, but she didn't have a pen. When she got home, she started her first Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. 5 years later, in 1995, she sent the book to a lot of publishers, but they didn't like it. Finally, she got a yes from a publisher, and in 1997, the first Harry Potter book was in bookstores. Soon, it was a bestseller in the UK, the US, and around the world, too. 6 other Harry Potter books followed, and they became bestsellers, too. In 2001, the first book became a movie. The movie director needed an actor for the part of Harry. In London, Daniel Radcliffe's parents heard about the movie, but they didn't tell Daniel. He was only 11 years old, and the location for the movie was Los Angeles. But the director thought Daniel was perfect for the part of Harry Potter. He changed the location from Los Angeles to London, and Daniel got the part of Harry. The Harry Potter movies were very successful, but Harry Potter fans wanted more. In 2011, J.K. Rowling created a website, Pottermore. Visitors can learn to make magic spells and play interactive games. Today, there are Harry Potter theme parks in the U.S. and Japan. Visitors watch shows and go on rides inspired by Harry Potter. In London, fans can visit the Harry Potter movie studio. They see the movie sets and learn secrets about the special effects in the movies. So, what's next for Amy? "I'm a very big Harry Potter fan," she says. "Maybe I can go to the studios in London next year."